Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. I am your co-host, Brother Che. And on this episode 247, air date of this show is February 1st, 2022. On the first day of Black History, we're discussing reminding ourselves that we're Black, and while being Black is important to us. So we are joined with Lady Che, who inspired this show, and Queen Bianca. So I'm going to let y'all have a discussion about this real quick while we wait for other people to call in. Peace, love, light, and Black empowerment. Please introduce yourselves. And
go ahead, Bianca.
Well, peace, love, and Black empowerment, family. This is Sister B. I definitely am appreciative of being on the platform. Thank you, Brother Shabaka, Brother Che, and Lady Che for having me on. I definitely want to stress that this being Black History Month, which is for us, you know, anybody who's actually a part of the movement, this is year round. This is year round. You stay with the principles of Kwanzaa year round. I'm just thankful that our children are looking for so much. They're so thirsty for knowledge right now. This is a very impactful month, you know, in the Black community. But just making sure that you, because education is the most important thing that we can really attain right about now. Knowledge of self itself is game changing. Once you have a knowledge of yourself, can't nobody tell you who you're not.
Right. Okay, Lady J.
Say,
sister,
Lady J.
Yep. Sorry, having technical difficulties. Kind of lost my voice. What's it? Remember that we're black. They take everything. We allow them to take it. No matter what we fight for, you know, we struggle amongst ourselves. Even by acting one minute we're one way, next minute we're this whole cool shit. One minute we can unite, next minute we can't unite. And at the same time, who's losing? Us, you know? And I think a lot of things are basically, you know, put on us as we're like, we're always wrong, we're the ones who do everything bad, us, always in the negative. Never shown really in a positive light. And we're like press 1 minute taking on the role of the oppressor the next. It's like you have to remember that in the day we're black and what it means to be black. Not just the negatives, but the fun times. Like, can we acknowledge the fun times? We don't even have fun anymore as black people. We're so conditioned to just be serious minded and stressed out, overworking our minds, overworking ourselves, overworking our families, and it's really not us that's doing it, you know? But yet we let that happen, and yet we don't stop it either. So there's a lot to go in it, and it's like, you know, there's days where can we just remember that we're black, that we could be happy, that we are happy? Why can't we just be happy just for a little while? It's so serious out there, and we're at war. It's like we're at war every day, all day, all fucking day. And nobody really factors in on what it does to a person's psyche, what it does to their mind. You know what I mean? Yes, this is panned against us. At some point, so we got to take time out to enjoy just the smallest things about being black, even if we are at war. And while we're happy about it, while we like it, while we don't like it. You know, it's not just always the negative. You know? At some point, we gotta let some things, you know, sit where they are and progress forward. That's my opinion.
Okay. Salim, introduce yourself.
Hello. Where
are you calling from?
Yo, it's me, yo, it's Khalid Shabazz. Call up here. Y'all, you know, I mean, in T-Dot, y'all, you know, say I invite a couple people over to the show, so hopefully we can get a lot of us have a good group conversation. We are using each other's mind power to create a stronger nucleus that we're going to actually have to benefit ourselves and our community.
Oh, that's right. I say. So what are your thoughts on the topic tonight, reminding ourselves we are black and why being black is important to us?
I mean, I think that's something that we got to remind ourselves of constantly, because we're under attack, as the sister said, you know what I mean, by all this media marketing, all this brain poisoning, you know what I mean? Some people want to say it's brainwashing, but it doesn't actually clean the mind, so it's got to be brain poison, right? So we got to be careful about what words we use, because that's brain poisoning as well right there, making us think that good is bad and bad is good. So we realize that we have to keep reminding ourselves of what's good about being black, and even more being black, you got to be African. Because remember that black and white and even yellow and brown are European connotations, you know what I mean, that have been made, you know what I mean, in order to differentiate people. And that has them attached to a landmass, and landmasses have power. They realize that we are African. If we want to have a double consciousness, we can say that we are African-American, right, or diasporic African, you know what I mean, which is a consciousness of being African and American, but at least have a balance, you know what I mean, so we are just as conscious of our American side as we are of our African side. That's having a true double consciousness, you know what I'm saying, that it's something to be embraced.
With our mental state, that's one thing you have to definitely, like I said, people are physically preparing for war at this point, you know, but we have to mentally make sure that we are aware of who we are, you know, and every other nationality knows, you know, their history. We have had ours blindfolded. We've been blindfolded from it, you know, and once a part of self-knowledge is taking that blindfold off. So, you know, like I said, with the mental condition of our people here right now, we are damn near everybody who's in the working class, you know, of people they suffer from schizophrenia, basically, because you have to be one person, one place, and then you have to be you're another person at home, you know? So with us having that, and we're not able to just be who we are unapologetically all the time, you know. I mean, it's not hard to once you have a knowledge of self, but without that knowledge of self, you know, it is definitely hard for our people to feel the need to have the knowledge, you know, because they're two different people. They're two, and so we have to be as the non-clouded, basically. We as the non-clouded definitely have to be more patient with our people, but at the same time, stress the need of self-knowledge, you know?
Yeah, right. You're right about that. I mean, we have to continue to feed our people information so they can have the ability to have self-knowledge. I think that's what it comes down to. I mean, it's a media war right now. We're in a war and a class of cultures where the mainstream media wants us to embrace a culture of Americanism. This is what Bob was really talking about when he's talking about the double consciousness, was a consciousness of being American and a consciousness of being Black. I had to modernize it to be a conscious of being American and a conscious of being African. But what it comes down to is conscious of being American, it's conscious of being white. You know what I mean? Because they consider the white society the dominant culture, which is leading all other cultures in terms of allowing them to embrace a way of life which is beneficial for the ruling class. We got to have a consciousness
for we stealing culture at the same time while also stealing and appropriating cultures.
Yeah. I mean, they do that. So, I mean, we got to really battle back with a media blitzkrieg in order for us to, you know what I mean, change people's mindsets without having to resort to unsavory means such as violence. We can use a mental revolution and change people's minds with music and movies. I mean, that's very much a big part of it, because that's all we're trying to do out here. Even this phone call right here, trying to shape people's minds. So we realize that our focus is to shape people's minds to support things that are beneficial for themselves and not beneficial for the ruling class.
And we also need to be beneficial of our other senses, because this is a part of the programming that we are going through, or our society is experiencing, is the lack of wanting to pick up a book and read. Do you see what I'm saying? That they want to have everything fed to them, which is visually, and you know what they listen to as far as the music. So that being said, you know, it's kind of our duty as the enlightened, and you know, and, you know, what I mean to say is we as the enlightened, definitely it's our duty to push our people to use more of their senses, you know, so they're not just sitting around and basically waiting for the slaughter. You know, we have to be able to conduct ourselves the way that we used to when we were thriving with our own communities and everything, we weren't sitting around watching TV. We weren't sitting around, you know, just, you know, watching videos, and that's how we were learning. No, we were learning by reading books and then putting it to exercise, putting it to use. And so
that's right.
we have to encourage that within our people again.
Hold on. We're joined by General Shabaka and Brother Isaiah.
Hey, what's going on? What's up, Black family? What's up?
Hey, how you been?
How's everybody? I'm good.
It's about to be
hey, what's going on? All right, okay, y'all go on, you know, continue on. Okay, and I'm going to hit y'all right back because I'm in the process of doing something right now.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right, I'll be back on shortly.
Okay. What's the show about tonight, Black family?
The show tonight was inspired by Lady Che, and it's reminding ourselves and why being Black is important to us.
I'm sure it is, yep. Yeah, that's first and foremost, that we got to love ourselves, got to embrace our culture like we should. We got to come together as one, because right now all this self-hate needs to stop. All this self-bashing and stuff, and stop all of that. So, yeah, we got to embrace ourselves, love ourselves. We got to stand up for ourselves and stand up for our own people in a crisis like this. So we'll go ahead, Black family. I'll let y'all finish.
All right, so...
Yes,
Queen,
for sure, yeah.
Queen Bianca, continue what you were saying.
Well, I appreciate, thank you so much, brother, for, you know, giving us that, those pearls of wisdom, because we definitely do. We,
that's
as
right.
a people, once we, like I said, once we know ourselves, and see, this is why it, we as a nation of people, we suffer the way that we do, is because if we carry, if we know ourselves, if we know, you know, the legacy that we come from, we feel more responsibility to carry on that legacy. You see, because
right.
let's say my grandmother owned, you know, a business for 40 years, and then my mother worked there, and then, you know, she worked there for another 40 years, and it's our business. So they turn around and it's my turn. I know that it's not going to be easy for me to walk away from. You see? And that's what we as a people have to do with the knowledge of ourselves. We have to, because then we won't be in, when you know better, you do better. You don't put yourself in certain environments. You don't tolerate certain things in order to be subjected. So our knowledge, when they say knowledge is freedom, it truly is. He that knows the truth shall set them free.
True.
And we don't know the truth about ourselves at this point, you know, as far as pre-colonial, you know, we don't really know exactly what that looks like, but we do know it was greatness. We do know that we have that knowledge we do have artifacts, you know, that prove our greatness. Now it's up to us to stand by them, you know, and keep that knowledge going to where our youth and our next generation feel that obligation. Look, because my family has had this, you know, awakening and knowledge of self. I know myself. I've taught my children to know themselves. I know that my grandchildren definitely will know themselves because I've already instilled that for one good generation, you know?
True.
I mean, as long as you can have strong sisters and sisters.
Hold on.
You know, we won't subject ourselves to certain music. We won't subject ourselves to certain jobs. We won't subject ourselves.
Hold on. We got another caller out of 415, last 4-6-5-5-3. What's your name and where you calling from? Caller out of
415.
Okay, I'll put you back on the move.
Hello?
Yeah, who?
Hello?
415, last 4-6-5-5-3.
Oh, this is Jerry.
Oh, yeah, what's up, Jerry? Okay,
how are you doing, man?
Buddy,
the one from California?
Let me bring you up to speed. So we're talking about reminding ourselves we are black, and why being black is important to us. And Lady Queen Bianca, spitting knowledge. So I'm gonna let her continue.
Oh, okay. All right,
Bianca.
Is she still speaking, or I can speak, or what? Let me know.
Hold on.
Let me close my bedroom door. So.
Well, as I was saying, you know. There are certain positions mentally, physically, in society we would not put ourselves in if we had the knowledge of self that we're supposed to have. You know, so that's why this month, like I said, it's a 365 thing, you know. You have to educate every day. You know, and it's just like when I say the hunger for knowledge, I literally see myself putting a bowl of knowledge out. Yeah, you might not be hungry for it right now, you know, but if you do it daily, if somebody sits food in front of you daily, whether you're hungry or not that first day that they do it, you're going to eventually know that that's a habit. You know, that this person is going to continue to feed you, so then you are more likely to eat it.
Yeah.
So that's how you have to approach knowledge. We have to continue to stay consistent about giving this knowledge and educating our people. Because, like I said, it might take more than one sitting, you know, for a person to actually ingest it. That food is right there, that they will eventually hunger for knowledge.
Yeah. But if I may be able to interject, Jesse.
Go ahead.
Queen. The one thing about it is, I'm gonna say this, and I'm not putting none of our leaders down that came before us, because the baton has been passed to our generation. And we are going to pass the baton to the next generation. And the thing about it is, what we have to build upon is we have to look back to the past to see what we have, what we tried to do and what we did, going back to a slavery time, to when we were set free, when they promised us 40 acres and a mule. Which would have been our economy at the time, and during that period, what they failed to do, come up to today, we still fighting for the same thing that they were fighting for when they first came over here to be free, when they once was free, and a lot of our people in today's society don't know what freedom is. They don't understand it, but at the same time, it's one of those things to where we have tried to, for a better word I can use, either indoctrinate or to assimilate into their society, and that's part of the reason why we are in this voluptuous. We seeing other people, other nationality come up and do things that we built this country And we fail to realize something. One thing that we got to get our people to know, we're not equal to them, and nor should we try to be equal. The Most High and Jesse, you know, Jesse, and he know how I speak. It was the fact that we are above them. We will set aside. We will set up above them. And what we have to do is take the initiative and get out of the white man belief system, get out of the white man monetary system, get out of the white man teaching, and we have to find out who we are as the Israelite that we are.
We as chosen people, you're very correct about that, sir. And
so
that's
correct.
The thing, as the chosen people, there we have to look back at, like you said, our leaders. But see, this is what the newer generation, we have with our older leaders, they actually taught self-sustainability. You see, who our children nowadays are calling themselves role, because see, there's a difference between role models and leaders, okay? Because role models are models put in place to play a role, you see? And
exactly.
Our children are, we have to stop fashioning our heroes and stuff around entertainment, okay? Because our children are sitting up here thinking that these people are actually heroes, but they're entertainers.
So our
leadership has to have a certain standard and quality to it.
But
you know, we definitely have to redefine.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, ma'am.
Oh no, I was saying we definitely have to push more as the chosen people. You know, there won't be any equality as far as that. And if we haven't learned one thing, we definitely need to learn this: is that with us being set aside, we have to set ourselves aside. We are not going to keep on listening to promises of 40 acres and a mule. We're not going to keep on listening to them say that they don't have money for reparations, but when they needed us to stay in the fucking house, they were paying us to stay in the house. I don't care how long it's going to take. Here, just take the money. Take the money and stay home. No. So that means y'all had this money this whole time? Okay.
Yep.
So
that's the problem.
No. They're not going
that's the
to
problem.
They're not, you know, we can't look at this government as anything else than a prison ward. You know, like a prison, a prison ward basically, you know. This is a prison planet at that.
Yeah, but that's the problem. The problem is, I'm going to be short. The problem is we as black Israelites, we have allowed ourselves to get indoctrinated into their system, whereas we need, as black people, as Israelites, to set our own premises. I mean,
we can't say that we allowed it to happen per se. Do you see what I'm saying?
No.
We didn't allow ourselves
to have that happen.
However,
how would it happen?
One thing I can say is we as a people were too trusting at one time. You know,
that's it. That's how we allowed it to happen.
Okay, I like the way she put that, because I better use a word play, because word is play, but we as a nation have to come together, one person at a time, make it to two, to make it to four, and that way. And we got to get all our people on the same page. And those that continue to want to live in this society the way the white man rule, they're going to be lost straight up. Mm-hmm. And what I'm saying is we have to get people to identify, get to knowing who they really are, because they think that they are African America here in the USA.
I would say that we all African diasporans experience here. It is a Stockholm
syndrome. No. I have to disagree with you, sister, on that.
I'll ask you this, sir.
One at a time, y'all.
How would you that when we have never actually been able to get away from this nation after we've been raped? Do you see what I'm saying? We've been raped. Now, any other rape victim that has had to stay around their captor and everything like that as long as we have, and this is I'm talking about clinically been proven, they have Stockholm syndrome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that. I get what you're saying, Queen.
Stockholm syndrome. So unless we have ever really been able to go and clean this filth off of us somewhere, it's like the rapist trying to clean me up after, you know, he done raped me or something. You can't. I don't want to leave me alone.
You cannot get away from something that are already in place. What you have to do is separate yourself from what they have already set and have been doing for millennium, for centuries.
We are the awoken ones.
Mm-hmm.
We are the one born in the 19th century that actually coming to the point to where wait a minute. We are better than this. We are above them, but at the same time, we have to get some of the senior citizens that is awoken. We have to get some of the middle age that are awoken and continue to get that driven to our younger generation, the babies that are coming up now. We have to teach them in a way to where they know who they are, because I don't know how old most of the people I'm talking to on this line. I'm getting ready to turn 50. I'm a senior citizen, but at the same time, I know where I came from. I know who I am, and we got to teach them that we are different than Africans. See, they continue to say we are from Africa. We're not. We are, but we're not, because when the Most High gave us
over the globe.
Yeah.
Huh?
Exactly.
When
the
Most High gave us
over the globe.
Name
of
He gave us a different identity. And
hold
he set
on.
Us above everybody else.
Jerry, hold on.
You know what I mean?
Jerry.
Okay.
Hold on. So it is we are Africans that were brought to this country.
Huh?
I said it is.
Yeah,
No. No, we're not Africans. We are not African. There's a difference. We are
aboriginal, and that doesn't matter where we are. That is planetary.
We came from
the continent of Africa, but we are not African.
Everybody
we are set above African.
Hear me out. What I'm saying is we've been in this country long. We have established our own culture, our own identity here. This is why we are pushing this foundational Black American descendants of slavery or descendants of African slaves so hard, because we have our own culture here. We have our own identity here in this country. And if you really want to know, you know this firsthand. You were in the military. Nobody is more patriotic than us. We have fought in every single war this country has ever had. So if anybody is American, it is us. Just like if anybody is African, it is us. We are the original people of this planet. So we were on all seven countries before a Caucasoid came out.
We are all over the globe with the whole one nation.
Yeah.
And before they came along.
No, that's what I'm trying to get y'all to see.
What I'm getting at, Jerry, I hear what you're saying. We are a nation within a nation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're not Africans per se because we've been out of Africa for over 500 years. We are Aboriginal people. We are original people of this landmass still. So we have, I don't know, if it was possible, dual continental.
Yes, we have continental dualship. There was so much circumnavigating going on in the first place. So we're 506 years out of the diaspora. And this being said, you know, that's why it says knowledge. Knowledge is going to be the true freedom. There are pyramids right here in the U.S. right now that are older than the ones that are in Africa. So that being said, we got to really look at why they want this piece of land so bad. They want Africa so bad. You know, they want these lands because of the minerals and everything that we actually need. Okay, so when you think about anything that is chosen, it is picked out amongst other things. So that being said, there are other life forms. We are definitely arrogant as hell if we think that we are the only life forms on this planet.
Right.
However, we are the chosen.
Right.
And so with that being, saying that, we're going to definitely education. I can't stress it enough. The only way that you are going to know anything is if you actually have the hunger to learn it. Knowledge ain't free. Knowledge ain't free. You got to pay attention.
We got to call out.
And all
last 42862, what's your name and where you calling from? Is this Chris D'Amata?
Yeah, this me.
Okay. Introduce yourself, tell the people who you
Chris D'Amata. You know what I'm saying? Everybody up there. How y'all doing? Peace.
What's up? Welcome to the show.
All right.
Peace, brother.
On here.
Peace, bro.
Peace.
Okay, Jerry was next. Jerry, what did you have to say?
Oh, well, what I'm going to say is this. It's the fact that we don't know. See, we are still calling ourselves African American. We are not African American. That is a term that they allow us to call ourselves. But now that we are waking up, up and getting the knowledge and the understanding and getting the belief system that we are, that's why you, myself, and everybody here online is beginning, we're having the dialogue. Because as long as we continue to allow them to dictate to us as a whole about what they want, what their agenda is, we are going to continue to be that, and we're going to pass that on to the next generation. What I'm saying is, because it will pass on to us, to most of us,
right.
Anyway, until we woken up and we start educating ourselves, looking up through biblical and historical written texts that we have now become to know that we are the original Jews. And the thing about it is, they don't want us to know this, because you got to understand that they, in time past, the white man, used the Bible against us, which was never for them to have biblically for them. That is our history. And if you read it, understand it, and you get the other books that go with it, you would get the complete picture on who you are, why you are in, why we are in this situation that we are in. And the thing about it is, and I'm not trying to turn this into a biblical Bible study or anything like that, but history is history. But as long as we continue to take and use the history that the white man have written for us, we are going to believe that, because we are the apple of the Most High eyes, and he only asking us to come back, and he doing this to make us jealous of what they going on, because what you told me yesterday, Jesse.
This is what I'd like to say, brother. Okay, our knowledge has been scattered like the Tower of Babel, damn near. Do you understand? And the reason why is because, you know, and they've taken all of the knowledge they put. They put a piece of our knowledge in every single religion. You see what I'm saying? And
But they used that knowledge that they took from us from our history, and they using it against us. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, and so this is why we should, as black people, stop identifying as black, because that is just a generalization of our history. It's not it doesn't even tell us where we came from. You know, so if we're going to really start calling ourselves anything, what we need to do is remember the Moorish dynasty. Okay, so if we're going to call ourselves any color black, at least this is why we cannot get any, things done judicially, as far as that's why the Emmett Till anti-lynching law has yet to be passed. We have not identified as a nation. Do you see what I'm saying? So if we, let's say even 300 of us identified as more instead of African American, it would create a nation. There is the Moorish nation right now. But if we were, as black people, to at least align and have that, it not be based on any type of religious background or anything like that, you know, we really have to look at that. We have to be able to be like, you know what, once we stand under a nation, then there's something, there's somebody for America to have to answer to.
No. Right. I understand what you're saying, my sister, but what you have to understand is this. What you have to understand is this. This goes all the way back to the beginning of time. And we have to take step up, because people in America, people in Mexico that are black, is what I'm talking about. Even the black Mexican, the black Peruvian, the black Russian, the black Asians that we have. But what I'm saying is, we are, because you got to understand that the white man used the Bible against us, because we were not able to read or write or to understand.
Right.
And they stripped us of who we were. Okay? And then after they stripped us of what we knew, then they retaught us using our own history against us. So, in other words, what I'm saying here, we have to take that history that we know that is ours.
They stripped us of our birthright. Okay,
yeah.
That's what they have, and that's the reason why we weren't allowed to read the Bible, but they were. Do you see what I'm saying? Once they read their version of the Bible,
that's what I was getting ready to say.
Our
the
words,
fact that
our
they
words
knew
our
own
have
history.
Always been so important.
Yeah,
we
took,
speak everything
they
into
took
the
our
universe.
Words and they were twisted.
Yeah.
I mean, people, the Ethiopians use the Bible for their own benefit. I mean, the Bible is neither here nor there, right? I mean, a lot of people have been empowered by the Bible, but I think what we need to do is we need to start to look towards building our own nation.
This is where we mess up as a people. Because,
no.
Yes, there's a lot of allegories in the modern Bible that we know of, but there are a lot of you can only cover up the truth so much with lies. So there is truth in the Bible. There is truth in the Quran. There is truth in the Torah. There is truth in every single one of them.
What I'm saying is,
for division purposes, the Council of Nicaea did that.
Jerry, let her finish her talk.
I know, but do you know that? I can come up to you or any one of y'all who is online or any other person out here, and I can say something, and you understand what I'm saying. See, we have a different language. We have a different dialect to understanding each other that are, that separate us from the rest of the nations. And that's what I'm talking about. It's not about being black, because if you go way back, there were two races of black people, and we are the races that were Negroland, which means black out down there purple. But when God, when the Most High identify himself and identify us, we are the color of the ground. You can go over here and you can see some dark dirt. And you can go over here and see some light brown dirt. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about getting, I'm talking about what we have to do is finding out who we already are. And that means that if you read our history, because when the Most High come back, it's about us. He coming back to redeem.
All right. I understand. Listen, I understand your views on a lot of things. But like you said, you're not going to make this a Bible study. Okay, so what we're going to do is look at facts. Okay, the fact of the matter is there are too many of our own black structures that are still around. We have to have the thirst for knowledge to go and figure these things out, do our research. And, you know, it doesn't always go back to the Bible, sir. It really doesn't. It goes further.
No,
back.
It doesn't. I agree with you on that point.
It comes back to actual artifacts that we have. We have artifacts that have our original hieroglyphic language. You know, being able to tap back in and do the research and learn that language would expose so much more for us. We basically get the revised version of what they sent their researchers out to read. And anything that the government has approved in this country, believe me, it has gone through a filtering purpose.
It's not about the government, even the
most educated people in this, even in our society, do not have the accurate knowledge, or they do, but if they're taking it in terms that they should not take it in. Like I said, when we talk about what white people stole from us, they really stole our birthright. Okay, with the universe.
No.
And this is scientific fact. This is stuff that can be proven. So we're not going to be talking about somebody hypothetically coming back for us. Okay? I'm giving you facts. In the universe, the reason why this universe is balanced is off right now is because of the mineral misdistribution. Okay? We have, as a people, for our other four senses that we have within our body that white people do not, and that's proven in hospitals and everything like that as well, we require certain minerals to be ingested within us, and we haven't had those for 506 years. That has a lot to do with why we were enslaved. Do you understand? It has a lot to do because we were stripped of nutrients that our body needed to stay the
Hey, sister, I get what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. But you have to understand that you have to separate yourself from what passed down to you and what you have seen according to the white man law. But at the same time, we have marched. We have been set free. We fought for our freedom along with everything. And then they brought up affirmative action. They brought up what we're going through today. I understand.
Oh, okay.
And trust me,
This is a pretty valid question, sir. Do you actually believe that we're free right now?
No.
Hell no.
I think we is. We've done a whole lot, and it's almost been Matrix living for us because we think that we're progressing, but we are literally on the same level. So what
we are still in slavery.
I'm saying that we
today.
Are free.
And
my sister, I'm saying that we are free. I'm saying that
we are free. Well, no.
Let me explain, yo.
The chosen people are free right about now. There are the chosen that are free right now. And that's because they have the knowledge to either make a change or stay in the same situation.
We are not free.
But other people,
I don't care what he's saying. We are not free.
I just want to interject in real quick.
Before you go ahead, let me say this. We need to stop speaking over each other one at a time. I put everybody on mute but you. We need to stop speaking over each other. You got I'm going to give you 2 minutes tops to make your point, and then we got to move on because we only got 30 minutes left of this show. So until we go on to overtime. So make your point in 2 minutes or less, and then let's move on because it's starting to turn into a religious debate, which I did not want. I wanted us to talk about, you know, the importance of being black and why it's important to us. And I wanted us to mention cats like Stokely Carmichael and Marcus Garvey and other revolutionaries like that, Malcolm X, that is still within us. So we're not going to turn this into a religious debate. Malcolm said, put your religion in your back pocket. So that's what we need to do for the remainder of the show. All right, Christian Mata, go ahead.
There's a saying that I was just reading earlier today. It says, self-knowledge will make you free. The only way that a person develops self-knowledge is when their true self. Now, as far as what white folks have did and stripped us, from what they have a stolen legacy and recycled it back to us, is knowing that there's a story that's in the Bible basically tells the story of a zodiac, which basically deals with the path of God, which is the Medina tear. And the Medina tear is basically the phonetic language of the handwriting of God. So in order to, it's kind of like the Enoch story of being taken away and taken, as is walking every day, doing the stuff that you need to do to receive what and your blissfulness is becoming a God and stuff like that and being one with God. So all these different like names that we have and titles, those are these titles is like places of where we live. Like Mars is more of the Morris, like the they because we was in the swampy areas and stuff like that. You know, these are titles that really not gonna free us. You know what I'm saying? Mentally, our business. You know, because we have so many kingdoms that birds out from Africa all around the world. Even China had African dynasties and even claimed it. So it's more like learning the self-knowledge of yourself. And once you find out the self-knowledge of yourself, you know, you will be set free. Because then from that point on, you won't have to be depending on white people on a title, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to calling yourself an African-American or a black or a colored. You know, titles is not going to get you the type of national is what they're going to think you're going to get. You know, it's going to get you there. And, you know, that's all I wanted to say. You know, one thing to just on that part real quick.
Okay.
I'm done, bro. I just want to say that part.
Yeah.
Can I say
something? What I say? Yeah, I want to say this. I've been saying this for a long time. I've been saying, like, it's time for us, you know, turn off, time for us to turn off the TV, because the TV is the dangerous weapon in the mindset, because all this stuff, they will portray us. Like all bunch of so-called stereotypes, bunch of stereotypes that we see negative image of ourselves. So we need to step away from that and you know, go out here and find a library, well, not the library, but you know, order some books online, because you know, and the library trying to take away our history away from us. Then they're trying to get rid of all the books that be owned by us, so that we need to research knowledge for ourselves, like a guy on a computer or laptop or something, because this is really crazy right now. That's why I always say, like, research, research and write, and also write. Keep on doing that. Keep on researching black families, because they're gonna take away our history. Well, they have been doing that, so it's time for us to get our history back.
Ashe.
Ashe.
Well, may I say something? I want to apologize because I don't want to offend anyone versus as far as religion and everything like that. I have gone from religion to spirituality myself, so I do know, you know, but I like I said, I can't stress enough, education is so important, you know, and reading and disconnecting, you know, self-reliancy is super important for us at this point, too. That's really one of the biggest fighting back ways that we can keep our culture and our way of life and sustainability. We have to be for ourselves. And so make sure that you start growing your own food. You see, stop subjecting yourself if you know this is the enemy's not going to give you good food, good education, good anything. So you have to break away from it altogether. Start reconnecting with nature, you know, because nature has always been on our side. We're a part of nature. So with growing things, you know, that takes your time away from the TV as well. You know, we have to really limit ourselves to what our senses are being programmed for, you know? And we have to reprogram daily within ourselves. That's why it's so important to try and reach and educate daily, not just this month, but every day of the year. And making sure that we as a people, like I said, have more patience with each other, because this mental conditioning, mental warfare is one of the biggest parts of war, you know, and we got to remember that. They know that we're at war. We're the ones who think we think that this is a playground. That people are literally playing around on the battlefield. So we got to educate ourselves. We got to educate others. We have to continue, and you can't just know it. You got to live it, you know. There has to be, that's how we are going to have our new leaders, is by people living it and showing it versus just speaking about
right.
it. And like I said, I love everyone on this platform. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I do take everything that is said, and I do process it, and I remember it. And so just being able to have so many different points of view on things, even though they, we, you know, do concur and agree on certain things, it's always good to be able to educate yourself on that as well. So,
Your sister, what do we agree on? What do we agree on so we know that we establish something there?
I believe I'll answer that question. I believe everybody on this call believes in black nationalism, believes in creating
That's
their
up.
Own,
uh-huh.
believes in self, being self-sufficient. So I think we can all agree on that. It's just religion gets in the way of a lot of that, and we have to learn from our leaders in the past that said, look, you need
right.
to keep that in your back pocket, because that is a major division that we have within our community that I honestly think is keeping us from uniting, amongst other things. But, go ahead.
Okay. What I'm saying is, this is Jerry. I don't say it's about religion. I'm just saying it's about our history. But I use that term religion in a vague sense and regretful sense, to where I'm trying to convey to my constituents here that it's not about what, but I also understand that our history, biblical history, according to the scripture, has been used against us in a way that we get the difference between history and religion mixed up. But I was trying to get y'all to understand, not try to get y'all to understand, but to open up another avenue of what's what. And if it, you know, Jesse know me better. He know, I have told him this many times, that I was brought up with not first-hand account, but I would say second and third-hand account of what my people talk to me once they learn the English language, and took me back to who and what I am. And that is the thing, is the fact that they don't want us to know as a black race on who we really are, per se, to where they are still using it against us today. But like I said earlier, we have woken up in a way to where we know some of us are being woken up, and we are going to get it right. And they don't want that, because if they know that all of us wake up, they know that they are doomed, and they're just the way it is. And I was not trying to offend anyone tonight in any form or fashion, but I'm just telling you what the Most High have put in my heart to say and to speak upon tonight. And I love all y'all. Y'all are my y'all are my rock. Y'all are the one that keep giving me hope to live, to be who I am upon this platform. So I'm just saying that.
I love you too, brother.
Thank you.
Love
thank you.
Family. Yep.
You know, because I know just like the white people got so many different beliefs about their Catholicism, Greek mysticism and all that good stuff. They got so many beliefs out there that we don't know where we are. But the one that are woken up tonight, that the one I'm speaking to tonight on this phone call, I know where y'all are. I know within your heart. I know that you have been woken up for such as the Christians say, for such a time as this. But this is a true awakening of our people to where we can get knowledge, the belief, understanding, that and discernment that we can hopefully that we can come together to where this will end for us. Okay.
Lady K, hey, did you have anything to add to the conversation? We got 24 minutes.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would have just liked to stay in. I was important. I really just think that we don't do enough to not only empower ourselves, but let alone empower anybody else. And we're constantly tearing at each other. I can't spoil, look at this, you know. The things I enjoy about being black are either 50%, whatever you want to call it. I don't even want to acknowledge that right there. Is that I have peace when I want it. I can touch the universe when I need it. I can manifest anything. I am a vibration of the universe. I know that things are alive. I have a soul. I have light in my eyes. I have rhythm in my soul. And I know that I can produce happiness. I know I can produce misery. I know it could be argumentative. I know it could be agreeable. But I know at the end of the day, I know that because I am black, I'm excellent. And I have love in my heart. And I know I want to protect my brothers and sisters. One at a time, sir. One at a time. I can't hear.
I hear you.
So those things are important. You know, that I know that black people will always, at some point or sometime, have to learn to protect each other, love each other, stay cold. That's all it is. Look it up. You know, it's important. We need to be together, or we can't be together. Some people are just going to get left behind. Either way,
right.
I know where I stand. I know what I believe in. And I want to hope that everybody will see the light. I want to pray on that. I want to move forward. I want to progress. Because we can't offer anything to any new generation if we can't progress now. That's what I got to say.
Thank you,
Ashay. Ashay.
All right.
That's all right.
So my only question is this: what can we do for unblessed Muhammad?
Why can't we?
Why can't we repeat the success of unblessed Muhammad and Marcus Garvey, who were the only two known black nationalists to become any time a significant contribution to culture?
That's not true.
Okay.
Malcolm X came out of Amlak Muhammad's camp. What you talking about?
You just said that we haven't had no other black nationalist. Malcolm X was a black nationalist.
It came out of Elijah Muhammad's camp. That's Elijah Muhammad's teacher. Everything that
he
said.
No, he broke away.
He still basically continued the program of the Nation of Islam, you know what I mean, just inside a different sphere. So the bottom line is that nobody has recreated the success of those two organizations. Malcolm was a part of that same continuum. It doesn't matter. And hey, even though that was still 60 years ago.
Now you had that question.
Hey,
I would love to answer it. This is a part of us knowing our history. We have to keep in mind how many revolts have happened in this country.
Right.
Do you really think that for 1 minute that it's not systematically the way it is, the way that black people are as scattered as they are right now? Once upon a time, they wanted us all together because they didn't want us around them, you know? But once they saw, once we united, do you understand? If there was more black neighborhoods, there would literally be more black revolts. And so that's the reason. If we really want to talk about why we don't have those type of leaders anymore or that type of black nationalism anymore, it's because we have literally been scattered like the four winds.
Yeah.
Let me say something. To piggyback off what the sisters just said, we have those leaders. As a matter of fact, we have those leaders right here talking on the phone right now together. But the thing about it is we have a lot of we have been indoctrinated into their belief system to where they can continue with this propaganda of we are lesser than them, but we have to also understand that we are set above them because without us, the world would have been destroyed way, way before this. I'm not talking biblical history. I'm not talking religion history. Anything like that. I'm talking about true history right now. And the thing about it is, until we as a nation, because you got the white, they come together. We got the Asian, they come together. We got the other come together. But we don't come together because we got too many people that have been indoctrinated into their system of things that they don't want to give up because they think education, they think that we go out here, we work hard, and we can come up. We go out here. That is 21st century, 19th century, 18th century, 17th century, 16th century, 15th century, and 14th century slavery mentality. That's why we don't. And I think Jesse, with this phone call tonight, have brought that up in a way to where the ones that are awakened to the truth and knowing who they are, whether you know it or not, it is what it is. And we have to take and go out here, we've been black people or whatever. We have to set the standard and teach and educate our next generation and who find out who they really are and educate themselves, do some research, do some study using the history that have been written down in this context to where we all come together as a people, because over time, if you look at you know, and I sit here at my house all the time looking at history, reading, dissecting it, and the thing is, the one thing that we don't have that all the other Gentile nations have, we don't have togetherness. Because that's what it is.
And that is a very valid point, brother. That is such a valid point. But what we have to remember when we think about and compare ourselves to any other nation, if we what mentally have they been subjected to where they did not, they've been instilled with a sense of no trust. You know,
we're not worried about what they've been through. We worry about what we have went through.
Each other. No, as prisoners of war, we were turned against each other. You see what I'm saying, brother? We were turned against each other to where we had, once we had, like, even with Denmark Vesey, you see what I'm saying? Had he not had one of his own rat him out. Do you see what I'm saying? So we have had so much instilled within us about our own people and the mistrust there that has been implanted within our own people because as prisoners of war, we were subjected to that. Nobody else has. So nation building isn't too hard for them. Yeah, I might not like you. I might not like you, but I've never sold you to the slave master again. So you don't have that type of problem with me. Generationally, I don't know if anybody else knows this, but one generation is afraid or scarred of something, that generational curse passes down 40 generations.
Yeah.
So if we want to look at the division, that the division that we have right now, that it is mental. That's why I said mental condition at this point. And mental rehabilitation for our people, aside from education, is imperative.
Right. Thank you.
Because, yes, you can have a knowledge and a game plan. And see, this is another reason why we have been so divided. Because when we were together, yes, even when I say, when I said, and I maybe that got misread earlier, when I said revolt, it wasn't always fighting. It was organization for them to be able to take over a plantation.
Right.
So that's what they're afraid of. And that's the reason why we're kept so preoccupied about thinking about anything else. Do you see what I'm saying? Aside from organizing. Because when we have a plan, it is, and that's the reason why Marcus Garvey and everybody that has made an impact, you know, is that's the reason why. It was because of organization. We are reactive beings right now. In this war, we are reactive beings, and we're playing at that. So we have to have strategy. Now, I don't know if anybody else be playing these little assassination games or, you know, the video games where the other one, you know. A lot of people play those types of games and build that type of – so if you can prepare yourself with a gun when you know that you're flanked, how do you – we definitely have to prepare ourselves mentally because we are being flanked. We are being flanked mentally.
Okay, so we're down to our last 12 minutes. Salim, you're breaking up. Okay, so we're down to our last 11 minutes. We're going to start closing. So, today is far too late. I don't know what all that background is. So, ladies first.
Lady Jay, go ahead.
The floor is all yours.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for speaking. This is one of our shows that we're going to do. I mean, if you're paying attention to the blog talking, Shabaka's Black Cleans and Hands, we're going to be going really hard and having pretty much as much as we can. We're fundraising. Although we, you know, we pretty much got things going, but we like to set up, you know, a little leeway for the brother, is that we all work together and we all want the same things. Thank you for participating, in the broadcast, you know, and trying to, you know, stay in par with the actual topic. Thank you. You know, I was really hoping I could hear something happy. It's just been crazy, but I see where, you know, we see where we're at, I guess. Well, people, I would say, always stay black, dangerous. Thank you for coming on to all the guests. Brother Isaiah, obviously, Jerry, and of course, Jay, and Chris Ramada. Thank you guys for coming on. You know, it really helps the conversation flow. You know, we just got to worry about just simple things, you know, being kind to each other. At least, you know, if we're going to be leaders, talk about leaders, being leaders. Leading got to be some examples. If we can't behave ourselves, we can't lead, we can't have a proper discussion, we can't agree to not, you know, to disagree, and just part of friends or whatever, not. You know, then we shouldn't even collaborate sometimes. And I think that that's where it can start with the, you know, separation. You know, we look at motherfuckers and we're like, oh, no. You know what I mean? And now we got to start looking at them like, well, look, you don't want to do this together, or you want to do this with them over there. And that's how it's pretty much going to be. We're in a special time, and it's a heavy time. And a lot of the things are distracted. We don't need to be distracted within ourselves. So stay black, stay favored, stay dangerous, stay excellent.
Thank you for this show. So thank her. Chris DeMata, do you have a closing?
I'm just gonna say, you know, thanks, you know, peace to everybody on the show. You know, and I know they speaking of like revolt, like a lot of that's probably gonna happen between our people anyways against white supremacy, you know, this so-called white government that got things, you know, I mean, reading stories from, I think it's Gula Jack to Nat Turner, you know, I mean, our ancestors speak to us anyways when that time will come, when we'll sit up there and take back things. And just being a part of a member of the National Council Geocosmic Research Center, you know, I actually know, like, study a lot and do a lot of the spiritual work when it deals with the planets and stuff like that, to know that there's a time coming where, you know, awakening is happening. But until then, once I get this little center opened up, I could actually like help out and teach our youth that, because the serious thing about it is just it's a mental thing. If they shut you down mentally, they can get you physically. And we're at the point right now where planets is making energy. We're a part of energy. We're ether. You know, we're a part of that same universal spirit that's out there, you know. So I always give thanks out to the spirit out there, you know, that always keeps me focused and keeps me going so I can go through. And to everybody on the line, you know, just yeah, keep your head up, you know, and just know that self-knowledge sets you free, you know. You want to go anywhere from there. Thank everybody. Love and blissfulness to you guys. And then, you know, that's all I got to say.
Let me say Michael's comment. All righty. Each one, teach one. We always got black family, all black everything, black unity, black love, black power. We need to come together as one. We need to teach on the They come on and teach us one, stand up for what's right. We got to stand up for ourselves, stand up for our own people, because the time is now, black family. And shall time see the same narrative? And shall time see the same routine? Call on the own Brother Shabaka Black Experience. We are doing the show every Tuesday and on some occasion on Sunday. Make sure y'all call in, because we're going to give you the real black truth, because this is our platform. We on the and we don't sugarcoat nothing. We tell it like it is. So on the black truth, black love, black power. So be safe, black family. I love y'all. Peace.
Thank you, Brother Isaiah.
Wonderful.
Jerry.
Is it Jerry?
Yeah, go ahead. What's your closing?
Okay. Well, real quickly, I'm just going to say that thank you for just giving me the number to call in tonight, and I'm glad I rehooked up with you. May the Most High keep you, bless you, and you keep doing what you're doing with all the others as well. We need to make this, we need to get more people beside us in this conversation to where we can come together as a group, as a knowing who we are, getting together to talk about what we need to do as a whole, as a nation. And I'm talking about not as a nation of American nation or any other. I'm talking about as a black Israelite nation per se, because until we keep his laws, his tradition, that's when we need to come. That's why the Cliff people, just know what I'm talking about, the Cliff people will begin to understand, and that's why they are really getting together with us and being out there. But other than that, I enjoyed tonight. This was my first call on the line, and Jesse, I love you dearly. I'm just saying, hey, we got to go forth, and the time is coming upon us. It might not be now, but it's coming upon us, because each one of us is walking to the truth, to the fact that we know who we are, and we are coming to the end of the system, I think. Okay?
Okay, thank you, Jerry.
Should I go
on
and do something real quick? Okay. Peace, love, and Black empowerment, family. I'm thankful for for being on the show. Thank you for having me on. Our nation building at this point, like I said, is so important. We are in the middle of something very, very, very big. Spiritually, physically, we are in the middle of something very big. So we have to stand fast at this time, educate and educate ourselves. Like I said, have self-sustainability as a nation, as a people. You know, we really have to push for that at this point. Self-awareness, preparedness, stay prepared. We're in the middle of war. We have to stay prepared at all times. That means mentally and physically. We definitely have to keep that awareness. And the only way that you're going to have that self-awareness is if you know your history. So once you go and know your history, that's the segue for everything, you know, as far as self-knowledge and being able to move from there. So education 365, Black History Month, is just one holiday that's acknowledged. But we are supposed to have that Black history intelligence and education year-round. So we got to educate that year-round. And that's all I have to say. I love all of everyone on this platform, like I said. And knowledge ain't free. You got to pay attention.
Right on. Thank you, Queen Bianca, for coming on as always. I say, Brother Kaleem, do you have a quick closing statement? We're down to our last minute. Don't nobody hang up. We about to go on to overtime. Brother Kaleem. All right, Shabaka, are you with us? All right, well, I'll do the closing. Thank y'all for tuning in to episode 40.
Brother Chuck, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Do you have a closing, Shabaka?
Yes, sir, I do, and I apologize, yeah, because I self-muted myself on the phone because I was driving, but I did listen to the podcast. It was a very, very good show, and this warfare is mentally, physically, and spiritually. A lot of knowledge was dropped right here. We definitely appreciate all the guests, all the supporters, and also, too, we're trying to save this platform. So if you could donate to Brother Che to save this platform, it would be greatly appreciated, you know, wherever you can, you know, to keep it going. Because we've been on the air 5 years now. Within the last year, it is really evolving, and so we are definitely, you know, snowballing it. And then I appreciate all the callers. We appreciate all the callers. All the knowledge has been dropped. Brother Jerry, Brother Kaleem, Sister Bianca, Lady Che, you know, Chain Crewman, then of course our man, the one and only Brother Isaiah, who's been with us from day zero. And it was a very, very good show tonight. And like Brother was saying, is if we're going to disagree, let us disagree agreeably. And then on top of that, when it comes to the knowledge, you know, of our ancestors, you know, on the continent, it is very, very essential that we have. This is because you got to keep in mind the continent is vast, okay? And it's all kind of history there because you got over 800 languages on it. You got like at least, I think right now, 51 nations. And as Brother PLO Lumumba has stated, and just like Julius Malema has stated, we got to unite that continent into one fist. This is why they want to keep us so divided, because the Caucasoids, they know what they did. The other groups know what they did, but they don't want us to recognize and know what they did. It's because they're in fear of a black planet. All we want is our self-sufficiency, growing our own food, putting our own people to work, having our own scholars, educating our youth instead of the damn idiot boxes Brother Isaiah was saying. So that's it. I'm Shabaka Sankore. Yeah, that's my closing statement.
All right, thank you, Shabaka. Thank y'all for tuning in to episode 247 of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Reminding ourselves that we're black and why being black is important to us. The air date of the show was February 1st, 2022. We're going to go out with Blacks, Peace, Love, and Black, Peace, Love, Light, and Black Empowerment. Thank you to all our callers. Brother Isaiah for calling in. Thank you to Queen Bianca. Thank you to Jerry. Thank you to Chris Damata. And thank you to Brother Kaleem who just dropped off.
All right.
Sound about right. Oh, no, that sound about right. Uh-huh, yeah. No, you ain't never said a lie. You ain't told a lie. Yeah. Everybody wanna be an athlete. Everybody wanna rap on beats. Everybody wanna eat watermelon and fried chicken. Sorry, it's the black thing. Everybody wanna hit after me. Watch your back, cause they after me. Got different women up in my living room trying to measure my dick. Maybe it's a black thing. Don't subtweet at me. We was kicking freestyles in the backseat. We was digital classrooms like a gladly. We was buying sell drugs in the alley. Yeah, finally got a pot of compassion. Working overtime and you can tell it's delicious. I don't wanna find no divine division. I be getting high, nigga, it's the black thing. Black shots to Shinaki. I be on new shit, so they copy, did it by tree. Go ahead then, watch me, nigga, don't watch TV. You can get it all on CD. Vinyl is time aside, though. Every time you at my recital, I will serve you like appetizers. You should know, nigga, I'm your idol now.
Up in the West,
pop a dog pound and jigger.
Everybody wanna be black,
don't nobody wanna be a nigga.
Like Malcolm X,
peeking outside my window.
Everybody wanna be black, but
nobody wanna be a nigga, everybody try and get dreads and shit, but they ain't African, all the light girls getting the tan so they can darken their skin, I'm sorry it's the black thing, I don't give a fuck, yeah I said the shit, the rhetoric, everybody wanna design something for Louis Vuitton, baby it's the black thing, blacked out in the backseat of the black Jeep, listening to Black by me, you can catch me a taste of soul, eating on gumbo with the black IP, yeah, black on, black nigga, I'm back on track, my shit black owned, if you ain't a nigga, then you can't say nigga, it's the black thing. Yeah, Spike Lee, do the right thing. Don't step on my Nike, just got these. Go roll for the neck piece, nigga, up on my white tee. Where you wanna be just like me, huh? Till the police wanna lock me up. Chevy on creep, black Air Force Ones. What it gon' be, you can ask about me.
Who up in the West?
dog pounding, nigga.
Everybody wanna be black.
Don't nobody wanna be a nigga.
Feel like Malcolm X.
Thinking outside my window.
Everybody wanna be black, but
don't nobody wanna be a nigga.
Yeah.